It's painful, it's lengthy, but let's face it, it's the end of the year, and after all those hacks, time to change our passwords. I'm Jefferson Graham with USA Today. You're listening to Talking Tech. What's the best way to manage your passwords? Well, I like password managers because they go over multiple devices and help me keep track with tough-to-remember passwords that hopefully are not hacker-friendly. Our guests this week chime in. Nader?
Passwords, to me, it's an ongoing problem for all of our employees. I mean, really, you get into it. Every site has a password. You get back to that site, you forget the password, you got to go through it. What we end up doing, or at least our IT department always tells us to do, is find specific letters in the alphabet that you want to associate a number to. And instead of using that letter, you use a number. It helps you kind of maintain the same password, but have a kind of a system that is a little bit different.
Michael Root?
Well, security is also so important. One of the things we're doing now is a two-factor auth. So even on like email systems, what we're doing is every 2 weeks we force them to re-add their, or every session to re-log in, and they'll get a code on their mobile device and they have to enter that code. So it just, you know, makes it more secure. Whatever.
It's said to be the safest way.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the biggest thing
but
is...
it's also the biggest pain.
It's the biggest pain, but, you know, I'll tell you what, if you ever get hacked, then you... See, one thing I've learned is all it takes is one hack. Someone gets one password, they get into your data center, they get access to your root passwords to one box, and they start getting to another box, and pretty soon they have your whole database. So you have to start protecting it at one level. And even from my mobile device, I use Splash ID. I've always used that, and I just create crazy passwords. But one of the things that I do is I use I'm at the top of my game, and then I add some 4 digits or 5 digits on top of that as a way to secure my passwords. Now, that's just for simple things, but for other more complex things, I have it generated where I can enter from my phone.
Maggie, how do you handle passwords?
I'm guilty of not using a password manager, which I know that I should. But for passwords, I've heard at this point that it's better to have a really long password versus a really complicated with a lot of caps and special characters. So I stick with almost a short sentence that I can remember, and that's kind of my strategy for passwords.
Okay, so instead of using symbols, lower and uppercase letters, and numbers, you go for, I like to eat tuna fish every Tuesday night in Hermosa Beach by the sea on an overcast evening.
Now you can log into like my Netflix, yeah.
Right, something like that. And now they say that's the best, actually, hacker-free, that they would never take the time. But I tried it, and I after 3 times, I said, I never want to type this again for the rest of my life. How are you looking at like 5 words, 6 words?
More like 4 words.
And it's okay?
It's okay. To me, it's easier to deal with that than to deal with where did I put the uppercase and is that, actually a zero, which is what I used to do. So length for me is much easier than the alternative.
Okay. Tech experts here, the two guys, do you think what Maggie's doing is safe?
I think it's safe. It's better to have a longer password and, you know, the first letter of each word capitalized. Then what I would do on the top of that is I would add like a little symbol at the end, like bang 9, bang 1, exclamation point 1, exclamation point 9. So it even makes it really harder.
Oh, so I could basically double or triple down.
Yeah, so then you can just change your phrases, but then you can put that extra piece on the end. It even makes it tougher. I think you should rotate your passwords every 3 months across your systems, and it's just a way to protect your security.
Says the chief technical officer.
Yeah.
We've got to pay heed to this, right?
It is definitely great words of advice. It is harder to actually do it than saying a bit and doing it are two different things. But I definitely agree. I mean, I know our banking system always requires us to enter new passwords every couple of months. So the more you can accomplish that, the better you're going to be.
Have you guys ever done the generated ones from the password managers where it's star 3 222 666 ? It's just like absolute insanity that you would never know for the life of you. Have you done it?
I've done it on a few, but you don't want to enter those manually after that. So
right.
If you're going to use that, with some of these shared password managers, they also have a website that you can use. So then you would just click and link it in. So
what they don't do is they don't work on Apple TV or Roku
exactly.
TV.
Exactly.
Right, and your host.
It's if you've ever entered a password on Apple TV, it would in your using your little device to move it. It's impossible.
For a long time, I couldn't watch Amazon on Roku TV because I could not type in this crazy password that I had. So I had to go back to something that I could remember. But okay, so at Amazon, they could buy a lot of stuff if they wanted to hack in my account with my credit card in there, right?
Absolutely.
So folks, don't try it at home. All right, so at least some of us. So Maggie, you're gonna put in a new password, hopefully,
yes.
In the next few weeks.
Well, now that you guessed my Netflix password, right. I'll have to do that, yes.
You've been listening to Talking Tech. Don't forget to subscribe to the show on iTunes and Stitcher. Leave your comments, reviews, and suggestions. We read every one of them. Look for us on Twitter, where I'm @JeffersonGraham. And thanks for listening to the show, everybody.